So this is a news of the weird kind of item. Do you know that Amazon is testing in 5 locations scattered around the country having the equivalent of convenience stores? But they're more like the kind of stuff you'd go buy at CVS or Walgreens and what they call daily essentials. Is a bag of chips a daily essential? I guess it depends on the person or whatever it is they have with what's known as instant pickups. So they've opened up strategically located in, I'll tell you, the cities, all near college campuses, Los Angeles, Berkeley, Atlanta, Columbus, Ohio, so by OSU, and College Park, Maryland, by the University of Maryland. And so they're testing if there's a business for them running convenience stores / drug stores, no pharmacy counter. And they are, gosh, I'm going to take you back in history. There used to be something very prominent in New York called, I think they were called automats, that you would go to and you'd get food and there'd be people working behind the scenes and they'd put food into these drawers and you'd open a drawer to get your food. That's kind of what Amazon is doing here, except you order on your phone, you go to the drawer they've assigned you, you then open it with a one-time use code, and there's no cashier to go to or anything like that. You just walk out of the store with your stuff. And so Amazon is continuing to experiment. You know, they came up with the money yesterday to proceed forward with their proposed purchase of Whole Paycheck. And I think the Whole Foods purchase is more about learning how to do retail than most any other thing, but who knows with Amazon. And so you have traditional retailers trying to execute better and better strategies to serve you. I don't know if you heard the announcement about Target, and it was good news about Target. Target has looked like a wounded duck of retail. Target just reported better profits and better sales, and also announced a new initiative for Target to be able to do ultra-efficient deliveries. So we've got traditional retailers trying to become steadily more sophisticated at deliveries. Now we have Amazon trying to do things that traditional retailers do, but with a twist. And the Amazon thing seems so much like a modern version of service merchandise to me, I can't stand it, if you remember that late retailer. But the competition? Oh, do I love competition. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ on demand.